Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah. Very appropriate return here.
Thank you.
Because I know you want, as a Panthers fan, you want to hear something good.
I need any and all right? good things.
Even though the draft is often termed hope trafficking.
Yeah.
The Panthers do not pick in the first round, though they have a great second round pick. The best of the second round picks. They're on the clock. As soon as Thursday ends,
yeah.
The Panthers are on the clock. Joe Person from The Athletic covers the Panthers to an award-winning level, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. So let's start with the big one. Brian Burns was franchise tagged. Nobody's surprised at this. I said before they announced the tag, I guess it was to yesterday, that one of three things is going to happen. They'll either tag Brian Burns, they'll either trade Brian Burns, or they will sign him to a long-term contract. The last two of those combined was probably less than 1%. It was always going to be a franchise tag. So talk to me about where we go from here.
Well, behind door number four is the tag and trade option, which I'm starting to think might have some real validity to it. And that, and I wrote about this today in The Athletic, and it is tricky because I'm with you that the tag itself was a no-brainer. But now you have this, what has been a standoff of a terrible negotiation in large part, what you and I've talked about, the details of that Rams offer got out from a year and a half ago, and it emboldened Burns' camp to say, well, you held on to us despite two first rounds and a second round pick offered to you. So, now what you have is a clean slate in terms of this front office. Dan Morgan was here, but yeah. He was the second in command. They've got a new cap guy, a new head coach, all of it.
Right.
And so are they going to try, you know, in earnest, to restart the negotiations? Or are they thinking like, you know what, to your point, we don't have draft picks. We don't have a first-round pick. We're a little light in picks, period.
Yep.
And Brian Burns is really the only tradable asset that we would be willing to part with. They've made it clear they'd like to extend Frankie Luvu and Derek Brown on defense. They have no one on offense, really. Don't think teams are going to come calling for. And so how much is enough to pry Brian Burns away from the Panthers and Dan Morgan? And that's, you know, it's not. The thing that's going to be kind of a bad PR sell for the Panthers is it's going to be, if they do it, a fraction of what they were offered in October of 2022. But maybe it's enough that, and they could potentially frame it as, you know what, we're in rebuild. This is the best we can do right now, and we're going to use these picks and get better.
Joe Person from The Athletic is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Two quick things. First, and I read your piece, and when you point out two first and a second, I was under the impression it was two first and a third. I realized the distinction isn't that great, but it made it sting just a little bit more. Imagine, because, and I said this the other day, even when I was still under the impression that it was two first and a third, the more I think about that, the more I want to fire Scott Fitterer again. And it was pointed out to me that it might not have been Scott's decision. It might have been David Tepper's decision to not do that deal. I honestly don't know the answer. You probably do. But for a non-quarterback, I mean, we would have to be fitting Brian Burns for a gold jacket now to not make that trade. I don't care who it is. I can't believe you would turn down two ones and a two for any player that doesn't throw for 4,500 yards. I just don't even get it. But Chris Canty from ESPN suggested that Carolina do the trade Burns to Washington for 2 second-round picks. Now, they've got numbers 36 and 40. I have no idea if that's on the table or not. But is something like that, where we stand today, good enough value?
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, yeah, I mean, they may have to do, and I put this in that column, the equivalent of a first round and, you know, something of a little sweetener. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, they already need pass rush, even if Brian Burns is on the roster.
Right.
And so that's what I mean. This gets tricky because at what point is it like, I mean, they're all like, I didn't even get really too deep into this piece of it. There's also the idea that Brian Burns did not play happy last year.
No.
He played like a ticked off, frustrated football player. And he admitted that like at certain times during the year, he was a little concerned about getting hurt.
Yep.
You know, had that in the back of his mind. The season got off to, it was on a bad start because of the stalled negotiations. So if he's playing on the tag, you're still going to have that element of it. So, but yeah, I mean, I think we would all agree he is a very good player. The question is he a great player? Is he at the level of a Nick Bosa or a Myles Garrett or even a Max Crosby? I mean, I think there were some in the organization who thought no. They obviously didn't feel comfortable paying him quite to that level, but they made him a pretty generous offer. I mean, $27 million over 5 years, or each year over five. So I don't know. It's a fascinating thing. I've enjoyed covering Brian Burns. They've traded away most of the faces of this franchise in recent years, and he's one of them that's remaining, and they may be getting ready to deal him too.
All right, Hayden Hurst was released. There, we put that in the category of, man, I thought that was going to be a good addition, and it didn't work out. Why do you think that is, and where do they go next?
Yeah, I know. And what made it worse is like on the same day that Houston was extending their tight end who was available in free agency. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a good question in terms of like specific names at tight end. I haven't really delved into it yet. I mean, I'm gonna be doing those sorts of stories in the next 5 days and connecting a lot of dots to Seattle. You know, people were trying to connect Mike Evans to the Panthers because of Dave Canales.
Right.
You know, I get it, but except Canales was in Tampa for like, you know, basically a nap. He was there like 11 months.
Yeah.
And so I never got the idea that there was this huge bond, tight bond formed between Mike Evans and Dave Canales. But anyway, But I do think there are connections to Seattle, because not only did Dave Canales coach there for a long time, 13 years, but several of his assistants came from Seattle, including the offensive coordinator, Idzik. So anyway, I think they're going to be pretty active in free agent. I don't know that that means top of the market active, I think they're going to look to add interior offensive linemen, a tight end. I think now with them moving on from Dante Jackson, they need a corner. I mean, there's too many needs to fill them all in one offseason. Like, I don't think this is going to be a quick fix.
No.
Sorry, I know Victoria wanted some sunshine sprinkled on her. But let's see a plan. You know, that doesn't even feel like there's been a great plan the last couple of years. So maybe leaning into this rebuild can, you know, at least give people some future hope.
Yeah, I don't know if it's good business to tell your fans who have watched a very poor team over the last handful of years. I don't know if it's good business to tell them that this is going to take more than a year, maybe even as much as 3 or 4, to complete a turnaround, because not only is the roster not great, but we don't have a lot of draft capital. We have to figure out a way. We have to be creative. We don't have a ton of cap space. There is some. And you could even keep Brian Burns and create more cap space based on the contract you give him if you decide to re-sign him. There could still be anywhere from $30 to $40 million in cap room based on other subtractions from the whole mix. You said Dante Jackson, but it's still going to take a long time to figure out all of this. Is your sense that if they are, you know, basically in the same draft position they're in now, that in free agency they should target a specific area and then use the draft for a different area? Like maybe use the draft for linemen and or vice versa?
Yeah, maybe what you just said. I know, like center, we haven't really... I mentioned interior line. I think Bradley Bozeman it could be in jeopardy this offseason, and obviously it would be something happening here pretty quickly. Unless he agrees to kind of a restructured contract or something. But, yeah, it's a deep draft for centers, and that's an interesting scenario. I mean, I'll be honest, like, at a lot of these positions, specifically receiver, but also to include interior or let's just say offensive line in general, you could double up in the draft in free agency and should double up. So, yeah, I think you look where it's deepest. You know, free agency always is going to help shape what you do in the draft. And it is going to be interesting. I mean, like Dan Morgan, we've all talked and written a lot about him. How is his regime going to be different from Scott Fitterer's? These two were kind of connected at the hip in Seattle.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And and then again here in Charlotte. And so, you know, Fitter's regime was not a good one. And no. A good guy. Everyone loves Scott Fitter. But so Dan Morgan gets a shot. And, you know, we're going to be doing the free agency grades, you know, at this time next week. And figuring out how well Dan Morgan's doing his first time kind of running the front office and running personnel.
Yeah, as we say goodbye to Joe Person, I know you talked, you go through like the recent draft history in the piece, and that's what, I mean, I've looked at it. It's shockingly poor that they basically, you know, their three first round picks under Fitterer, Horn, Ikwanu and Young. I mean, I'm really not deeply concerned about Bryce Young. I'm more concerned about Ikwanu and the health of J.C. Horn, who hasn't been able to stay on the field. Hopefully he works out. But, you know, if you look deeper, there's just not a lot there that came out of the draft. And you've got to be able to get something out of second round, third round, fourth round picks. And they just really haven't gotten anything out of those guys at this point. And that's three full drafts. Three years after a draft, you should see a handful of players out of it contributing to your, maybe not all starters, but you know, in your two deep, and they really haven't had that.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to dig into the weeds, you could make a case that there were some, you know, later mid-round finds in 2021 with Tommy Tremble and Chuba Hubbard. I think that was the same draft as Brady Christensen. That one, there's still some meat on the bone. But you're right. A lot of them were just empty drafts. And really dating, and I addressed this in that column, 2018 and 2019. Yeah. Now, that goes back to Marty Herney. Who had a good draft record at the top of drafts, as you know, all the way back, you know, to Peppers and you know, all Jordan Gross, all those.
Right.
It's just incredible that if Brian Burns ends up not being a Carolina Panther, that 2019 draft, which I think went seven deep, is gone. It's there's no one left, and a lot of them have been gone for quite a while. So, not great. but
it's like dodgeball. Not good, Bob. Not good.
You know what though? I do, to end this, not that I need to like be pitch man, but I think at this time next week or the end of next week, there'll be some moves that have been made, some signings. And I think, you know, it gives fan base hope, you know,
right.
But, and he, at least like a refresh and like, okay, you know, Dante Jackson had done some decent things, but I kind of like this new corner they brought in. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks in free agency and then on into the draft.
Joe Person from The Athletic at Joseph Person on Twitter. I appreciate your time, my man. I'll talk to you very soon.
Have a good week.
You too. Joe Person from The Athletic.
Calling all North Carolina sports fans. Soon enough, DraftKings Sportsbook will be live in your state. Starting March 11th, you'll be able to bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code 999 to get up to $300 in bonus bets when you place a $5 bet once mobile sports betting goes live. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, coming soon to North Carolina on March 11th with code 999. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-185-543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only, new customers only, subject to regulatory licensing requirements. Maximum $300 in bonus bets not available for use until March 11th, 2024. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC.